Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Hey, what's up, Trish?
What's up, Phil?
What's up?
There we go. Okay, okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog needs?
What a dog needs?
You really know what a dog needs?
You know what a dog needs?
A dog needs a girl.
A dog needs a...
Not just any with a real let's go hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing the cat to pissing on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a there, put my there. Do I handle my business?
That bad boy. Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, man. Don't nobody bring you in like X, man. X say, I am what I am, and I'm gonna be who I be.
Be whatever be.
No,
yes.
Life. Yeah, I mean, I talk about. What's up, sis?
What's up, bro?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Hey, everything listen, coach. Y'all forgive me. That was my fault. Just the first 2 minutes of the program is on DMV Kill. I owe y'all. All I'm going to say is it's never good waiting to the last minute to try to get something going. Yeah, I talk about? Yeah, that was on me. That was on me. Look, I had to get my my toucan swears and my water and all of that in order to come to y'all and bring y'all Kill's Kona.
What's going on, bruh?
Ain't nothing much. What's happening with you?
Ain't complaining. Ain't trying to clean no rooms out. So I'm doing good.
Speaking of, you know, sis, I really, really, truly, you know what? After the show tonight, that's when I'm a clean. I'm a undress. My condo with my Washington Redskins, yeah, I said it, paraphernalia hanging all over the place and everything that's going down. I wanted to do the show, the last football show of the season in a different type of setting, so I'm out here with all my gear, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, just to brighten my spirits and put me in a different type of mood. And it done did. It done did that. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, baby. It done motivated me. Hey, I feel good. I feel good all over. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Today on Kill's Corner on this episode, with the NBA trade deadline ending, arriving today at 3, what moves were made to you that should improve each team? Who got the better deal out of the trades that went down? I know who I'm going for, but I'm anxious to hear, Trish, who you say and Brother Ted and 57 and my man, hey, Lou, you're next, bruh. You're next, you know. But we're going to get into that. New Orleans Saints wide receiver Alvin Kamara, and we didn't really talk about this, but he was arrested last week for assault and bodily harm after the Pro Bowl weekend. So we need to get into that and discuss that. Washington football team safety DeShazer Everett was charged with vehicular manslaughter for the incident that occurred on December 31st of last year, the car accident in which his girlfriend was killed. So we're going to tap into that. And Lady T, man, it's so hard to say goodbye to Lady T's picks. Anyway, AT&T will present her Super Bowl version of You Pick 'Em, the last picks of the year.
Yeah.
I hope everybody is prepared and ready. Do not forget that the price of these to join this pick is $20. If you haven't sent it in, T, where do they send it?
$MAMABOSS5, Mama Boss 5.
Mama Boss 5. Mama Boss 5. Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all get that thing in there to her. All these topics and more on today's episode of Kel's Corner. And don't worry, if you missed that cash out, we will be presenting it again to you guys. All right, Lady T, I think it's time to take that first break. You know, let everybody get what they need to get so they can be where they need to be on the corner with you and me. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all.
We'll be right back.
Hey, boy, would you meet me on the roof tonight? I got a surprise for you.
I don't know why she playing with us. She know, don't talk about something got her so excited. It's Kel Corner that got you all worked up and lathered up and feeling good about yourself, girl. That's true, thank you. I know where I stand with these trades, but I'm anxious to hear from you guys. Treat, where do you stand? What do you see was a good move, a wait-and-see move, or just, you know, a mundane move?
Well, I think that the Nets 76ers, that was a good trade for Brooklyn. Brooklyn will get the better of that. I mean, to me, I could be wrong, but to me, I think because they come with a lot of offense. So, you know, defense, that can be told or whatever, but offense is really, you really can't teach a person how to, you could teach them how to put the ball in the hoop. But they got to be, it got to be really on them to put in the work for that to happen. But the defense comes naturally. We could just pull that up out of them. So
right,
I think
right,
that was
okay.
a good trade. I think that was
so,
a good trade.
So
and we need another big man, though. We need Chicago, when I say we, need another big man. And we've been a little quiet right now, but I think we got three people on the eye level that they're looking at, but they're not really saying. They just keep saying three people, so we don't know who the three people are. So I'm waiting for
the deadline has come and gone though, right?
It's at 3 o'clock. It was at 3 o'clock. That's what I'm saying though. So we must not be doing anything.
That's some messed up. Ooh, wow. I hate that too. When I'm watching Wizards, and I know what we need, and they don't make air move at all. So
right.
You're saying Brooklyn is the winner for today for you, to you?
To me, so far.
Okay.
I haven't analyzed like each and every one, but that's the main one that stands out to me.
Right. I'm with you. Let's see. Let's move along. Brother Ted, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, how is everyone doing? Yeah, I was waiting to get on, man. I was waiting since 4:58, 4:48, you know. talk
right
about this trade. Talk about this trade. It's crazy, man. Like you said, I agree with you, Lady T. Brooklyn got the better of the trade because they definitely offer some stacks, but they also... It also helps them on defense because you got a taller body with Ben Simmons, And then also, and you know, he's good for stealing, and he also good for rebounding. Then you got Andre Drummond, which is a rebound machine, and
right.
So, excuse me. And so then also you got KD play. He can, you know, give you some block shots and play defense when he want to. And so they got Steph Curry as far as a shooter, a young shooter, and they loaded. Philadelphia, they got what they wanted to get rid of Ben, which they needed to do, you know, as far as that money problem. Then they got someone that Embiid could be happy with and Harden could be happy. So,
hey, are we off, y'all, to start calling KD that Swiss Army Knife? Because he can just about do whatever you need on any given night. One night, he can be a defender and clamp somebody down, or he can turn around and be a scorer, you know, a facilitator. I see KD as that Swiss Army Knife, man, and I cannot wait to see this Brooklyn team all together, everybody healthy. And let's not forget, y'all, New York has a – hold on, T. New Jersey has a new mayor candidate in office. And everybody is saying the word is that he's going to cut that vaccine and mask mandate and all that stuff, which was not allowing Kyrie Irving to play at home. So we may see Brooklyn in full strength before this season is over. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, now, as far as it says, KD being the utility jackknife doing anything, now, his defense is suspect. Now, he can defend as far as the rim because of his length, but as far as really shutting anybody down, you know, but and then also the statement you said, defensive is could you repeat your statement, Lady T, as far as what you said about defense and offense? You say defense was a given or is a natural?
No, I say the offense is natural. Defense is not. You got to be taught how to defend somebody.
Okay,
right,
okay,
right.
Okay. I'm glad. Okay, defense. You have to work at defense. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you know, and with that, like you say, they do have the makeup of a decent defensive team because they also got one of my homeboys, Javon Carter, which plays the defense on a small, so he can play forward. You know, small forwards and guards, you know. And then you got, like I say, Ben Simmons, he's a rebounder, and he got steals. He got long arms. He's 6'10". Kevin Durant can defend. Not saying he can't defend, but as far as being really known as a defender, I can't give him that. I've seen times where he's lacked, you know, where he didn't cut off a man. Go ahead.
Well, you're right. Kevin Durant isn't known as a defender. But he can be a Band-Aid on a problem. He can be a Band-Aid on a problem for you. You know, let's go to Brother Lou, a New Jersey Nets fan, and see how he feels about his
team. He feels about
you. Go ahead, Lou.
How you feel, Lou?
You got a barf bag where I can go throw up?
Oh, no.
Why do you want to
throw
up, man?
First of all,
please explain that.
First of all, of course, he's a traitor. You know, comes
who,
in,
who
you know,
wing,
1 year after
who
leaving.
Is he? Who you talking about, Lou?
Yeah, who's a traitor?
First you leave San Antonio. You think you're going to get a better deal with the Nets. Then he's not satisfied. So now you go to a rival Philadelphia, and now we're going to get Ben Simmons? Oh, please, I want to gag. I really want to gag.
Man. I think you're premature on that, Lou. I think you're premature on that. Yes. I think that bad label was placed on Ben Simmons because we all can agree when Embiid was not playing, with Philly, it was Ben Simmons over the hump. So, you know, I think you're a little premature on that. If I was you, I would give it a second to see exactly what is what before I draw a conclusion. You might not want to throw
up. Time's up. I give it a second.
I don't think it's going to taste good going back down, bro. For real. Come on.
Doesn't say
now.
What's up,
Huckleberry?
Hey, Huckleberry.
What's up? All right. What's up, fellas? Lady
what's
P.
Hey, you? Hey. What's good
hey,
up to you, Huckleberry? What trade?
Not much. I think if Harden can be the floor general and can get Embiid to get down low and play ball and let him understand that, well, I don't need you to shoot threes because I'm the point guard now.
Right.
If you get down low, I'm going to give you lobs all day long, and we can dominate.
That's where the problem will come in at. That's where the problem going to come in at for them.
Yeah. That on paper, on paper, if I could tag along with something I heard Lady T say and Ted say, Brooklyn's look like they loaded right now. They also got Millsap. They look like they loaded.
They got rid of Millsap.
Okay, well,
Philadelphia
got
Millsap.
They got rid of Millsap. Oh, Philadelphia got Millsap. Brooklyn's still loaded, though. Brooklyn's still loaded.
They still loaded, and
if the coach know what to do, they got a good team, and they got a good way to make it to the finals. But if, like Lady T said, if they don't run into that problem in Philadelphia with Embiid wanting to shoot threes and play guard, they should be able to make it to the championship if Doc knows what to do. Because he got a leader out there now. He got a leader out there.
And a good one.
So we're three calls in, and I finally heard that word, finals. After three calls, so we do believe that this next thing has a chance, is what you guys
think. Oh, yeah.
Which sounds like to me.
Yeah.
They could have stayed the same team they had and still had the chance.
I didn't get a chance to finish not talking about that because you asked about the trades. And we was talking about I just piggybacked on Brooklyn because we talked about Brooklyn. But I want to ask you what you think about y'all trade because y'all made a move. You got rid of Dinwiddie and you got rid of Harrell. Harrell is gone. He's with Charlotte Hornets, and then you got Dinwiddie's gone. Y'all got Porzingis.
I'm on.
Hold on, Ron.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I didn't even see that trade. I didn't see that trade. I haven't heard of it. I hate that we traded Harrell.
I do, too. Okay. We never should have got rid of him.
Never. Real quick, I'm sorry. Y'all also got Ish Smith back, Kale.
Don't make up for Harrell, Lee.
Yeah, that don't make up for Harrell.
I didn't say
that.
I'm just saying that's a stupid thing. I'm saying that was on this part that's stupid. It doesn't make up for Harrell at all. Y'all shouldn't have got rid of him at all. No way, Jose. I was just brought up the fact that it makes you something to frown on. That's stupid. Why would you get this man back? But they did. That's what's going on.
You brought it up. And you did. That just pissed me off, man. I'm telling you, this is what I don't care about Aaron Holiday. He wasn't consistent enough for me anyway. But Harrell, man, I mean, come on, man. And we got Porzingis. Okay. You already had Gafford. Bryant just came back.
He stayed hurt all the time.
What's the other international player y'all had? The redhead? What's his name? Call his name. I can remember.
Bertrand.
Exactly. Thank you, Lady T.
You're
exactly. Bertrand. Go.
Hey, sis. Okay. Who was that you said we should have got rid of? You said we should have got rid of somebody. Yeah. Did you say you? Oh, you said something right before everybody chimed in.
I can't remember.
It was about the Wizards.
Come on.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna give you a chance to think about that tree. Seven.
Okay.
Shoot a text or something, man. Bro, come on, bro. Come on in.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, what's
let me lick these mamba sauce off my fingers because these chicken wings good. the thing is, we were just talking about this on Tuesday, about the front court. We were just talking about them on Herald. I'm glad I called in today. It's a blessing for me to call in. I think this is horrible for the Wizards. What metrics are they sending to the people in the nation's capital? Like, I thought we was upgrading. Yeah. It seemed like we right back down to square one. You get rid of the big. I mean, okay, you get rid of one big man, but you pick up another big man who constantly injured. He's injured from what's his name? KP. I can't pronounce his whole name. I can't even pronounce sauerkraut
Best
right. But anyways, I think they're gonna tank. I think this was gonna boil down to. I think they're gonna tank the season. I don't
Damn.
See them. I don't see them not even getting a play-in tournament. Like, I got my Bradley Beal, got my jersey on, but it is what it is. The trade stinks. It stinks like heck. And if anybody that roots for the Wizard like me, you and Lady T, it's crazy. And far as the Brooklyn Nets, I'm not no hater because, you know, haters can't go to players ball. So with the New York, with the Brooklyn Nets, y'all, I'm expecting y'all at least go to the finals. I'm expecting the Nets go to the finals. James Harden, he has to be the one that gonna be have to hit them clutch shots like Robert Horry used to do. You got Kevin Durant, and you know I'm sure they got some point guards that could distribute the ball to them in order for them to win. But I heard somebody say, and absolutely correct, that defense got tightened up a little bit because you can't win games without having no defense, and you sure can't win games by unforced turnovers. So that's their problem. Unforced turnovers and, you know, playing well-oiled defense. But the offense like that, though.
And I'm going to say
those were a lot of great points.
In the NBA, you can win games without playing defense. Because we saw Golden State outscore everybody on their way to their first championship. And then when KD joined up with them, they really outscored everyone. And they didn't play they played minor defensive sets, but the defense wasn't really their bread and butter. So we have seen a team win without a defense. Let's go to my brother Terry. What's up, big Terry?
Hey,
much love and respect.
What's up, T?
How y'all doing today?
What's up, baby?
Oh, man. Hey, look,
what's
man, I've been listening to y'all. And to me, I think Philly got the best deal out of it right now if they're trying to make the playoffs because James Harden went to the Nets to be a distributor. And that's why I guarantee you, I told you, he wanted to leave because my man, only there for half a year. That's BS. Kevin Durant and Jabrone, just like Porzingis in there. So he like, I'm out of here. I guarantee you 76ers this year would definitely go further than the Nets. And don't be surprised if the Nets be in that 7th or 8th spot. Because they don't have enough talent to match what they got Kevin Durant can be out there with them. The people that they got on the floor with Kevin Durant and my little man, what's his name, Kyrie Irving, when he's there, they don't have the talent around them for them to win nothing. They're not going to go to no finals this year. Not this year. Not with the team that they got.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything.
Y'all can't name nobody else on that team besides Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Let me give you this lineup. Let me give you this lineup.
No, no, no.
It's a joke. It's a joke, Ted. It's a joke, Ted. It's a joke.
Oh,
let him present it. Go ahead, Ted. Present it.
But like Lady T said, like you said, and everybody say they're offensive dominated. Okay, I'm looking at this.
No.
I'm looking at the lineup coming at you. Ben Simmons coming out getting that rebound. You got Kyrie, like you say, whenever he's available, Kyrie, and you got Kevin Durant. Then you got LaMarcus Aldridge, okay? And then you got what's that other kid? If you don't put the Claxton in, dude, you got Brown that also can play a good defensive player. You know, but then as far as when Kyrie ain't there, you got Patty Mills that can fill in his spot because he can either come off the bench or start.
Yeah.
So, and I understand you say about staying healthy. That's true about staying healthy. That's totally true. But also Embiid been playing good, but he also got some more games to go. He's been healthy, but he's also injury prone too. And so we'll see. I think win-win for both teams. You know, because that pick and roll would be devastating. But I think Philadelphia shouldn't have got rid of Curry. You're losing a shooter. And you gave them another
James
shooter.
James Harden is shooter. James shoot better than Curry.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
They ain't missing nothing.
Steph Curry, one of the top 10 shooters of all time. Come on.
He ain't fooled himself yet. He ain't better than Harden.
Better than Curry right now. James Harden is better than Curry right now.
Everything that y'all are putting on Harden, it's as long as he is interested. Once he loses interest, he is
You're
not
absolutely
the same
right.
player.
You're
he is not the
right.
same
yeah.
player.
You're
because
right.
let's remember, before he came to Brooklyn, he loved everything Brooklyn. And now he's saying, before the trade, I want out. I don't
Can I say something, Kale?
But you see right over here, bro. You got one of your star players that's coming in half of the year. Now, just imagine if you went home court advantage. That means he can't even play at home for four games, bro.
We don't know if that was going to be the situation with this new
I'm saying if they
in.
Do win home court advantage, it is best for them not to get home court advantage. But the way y'all saying if they was going to go all the way to the joint, that means 9 out of 10, the Nets going to have home court advantage. And Kyrie Irving is not going to be there for four games, bro. That's not good.
Nope. Can
Come
I say something?
Seven. Go ahead, 57.
If everybody remember, and I know Lady T and Tang remember because we talked about it. When Harden left OKC, he left there because he was tired of having to score 30 and 40 points a night. When he went to Brooklyn, he told Kyrie, hey, man, look, I'll handle the ball. You shoot, you score. I just want to be a facilitator. But ever since he got there, everybody's been hurt, and he's had to do the same thing he had to be at OKC. He turned down a contract, an extension with the Nets for $131 million. So the dude wanted to leave. I think he wanted to just be someplace, man, where he just distributing the ball and ain't got to be the main.
Yeah.
He played where Houston last, though, 57.
And
that's why he left there. That's why he left there.
Yeah.
He had to do too much.
Well,
He left Houston because his boy KD
asked him to come to Brooklyn. That's why he left Houston.
No, he left on his own.
Interested in Houston.
He left on his own. He didn't have nothing to do with KD. He left on his own.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I'm going to say this. As an athlete, the more that I can show my skill and my talent and the team that allows me to do that, that's where I'm going. That's where I want to be.
Exactly. You allow me to be myself.
To say that you want out because they're asking you to score, you score, dog. That's what you do. Nobody's asking you to do anything out of the norm, man. That's what you do. And James Harden, to me, he's kind of put a sour taste in my mouth when it comes to him. because we've seen this before, and all of us had our word. I can't believe this moment when it was LeBron James doing this same thing. When there was LeBron James doing the same thing, we said, nah, he can't be. Nah, man, you can't just keep dropping teams like that. And now James Harden doing it, it's okay. Nah, man, I reserve the same criticism for him that I had for LeBron. That's just me, you know. That's just
me. But see, bro, you know what? You're absolutely right. But that just goes to the ownership for allowing them guys to present that to them and allow that. Because like we all know, that's what was said for James Harden to go there. He wanted to be a facilitator. So that's the ownership that allowed him to dictate that.
Yeah.
And all of them, all the stars dictate what they want to do, and it's been going on for 15 years, and it's going to go on even more whoever the stars are. They're going to dictate what they want to do, when they want to do it, because that's how it is now.
I'm first to say basketball is in a sad state of affairs. Basketball is in a sad
state.
All
our sports that we love is in a sad state, right? You're absolutely right.
I'm not going to disagree with the brother because he wants to go someplace. He's been in the league for over 10 years now. I wouldn't disagree with him because he want to go somewhere where he ain't going to have a lot of burden on him. Getting old, that's a lot to put on your body for 13 to 14 years to run up and down the court and score 30, 40 points a night. So, no, every time I seen James Harden on the court, he gave me what I asked for, a good game.
Yes,
you know.
Everything we see Ja Morant doing right now, right? Let's say next season Ja Morant come out and say, I want out of here. I want to move. You going to have feelings about that?
I don't know why he want it. I don't know. That's hypothetical. I can't answer that, Kev. I don't know.
But if it's contract,
I don't know why he would want to move. Okay, but why would he want to go somewhere else? You know, I would have to know that first, Kev.
Why would any of them sign a contract and then change their mind to 3 days later?
For different reasons.
And we'll never really know. You both.
That's right.
Are absolutely right. We'll never really know. Let's take this call. 277. Welcome to Kale's Corner, and thank you for being patient. State your name and where you calling from.
Hello.
277. Hello.
We can't hear you. Your phone or speaker. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Okay, this is Doobie by the Beltway. What's up?
Hey, what's up, girl? Stop trying to talk long distance to us. Get on that phone.
Well, I've been sitting
How
here for
you?
A good 10 minutes listening to y'all talking about this basketball and trade and all that.
Corner sometimes. But go ahead. What are your thoughts on this trade?
Well, hey, the brother's been asking him to go. I said, let him go. The easiest thing for him to do is to go and get used to whatever he needs to do, but he don't want to do that. So if you don't want to do that, let him go. If he thinks he can make a difference someplace else, be my guest. You know where the door is. Because at the end of the day, it's their job. You don't want to produce, get them to go.
That's
how I feel about it.
True.
And my baby face assassin is the man. I'm sorry. James Harden, he had his death. Brother's bad in his death. Babyface is my boy Steph Curry, and I love him.
He's undependable, though, Judy. He's undependable.
He's not dependable?
No, he's not.
No.
Well, that's good. Good callback. Everybody's not going to have a hot
true,
season too. Every day on the court. Everybody know that. Some days you're going to rain things like that. And some days you're going to defend out through a game. You're not going to always have that.
But if I'm not mistaken,
are not as predictable as we would like them to be. Okay,
Harden has only been with the Nets, what, two seasons?
Yeah.
So, after two seasons, dog, you come out, you don't like this and you want out and verbally, you know, making it known to everybody and anyone who will listen that you're not happy where you are, that's not good business. That's not good business at all. I mean, is it just me?
I just think people should work where they want to work. And if the if you're hiring where I want to work, then that's where I'm going to work, period. If you got an opening and I want to, that's me over there. I don't care if I've been over here for 6 months. But if I know I want to work with you guys over there because y'all look like y'all doing something. So I'm going to take my, with the Bronx, I'm going to take my talent to
go
elsewhere.
Basketball is a team effort. Supposed to be a team effort.
Yeah.
And everybody has to chime in. Everybody has to do their part. Play their part.
Also, it's funny you say that because sometimes as a player on a team, you have to facilitate and do other parts. You are supposed to know the job above and beneath yours. Why? There are going to become times when you have to step up and play that role.
That's true.
Okay.
And that is what have made the great players who we admire. Right?
But sometimes I just want you to do what I hired you to do. I want you to do what I hired you to do. I just need you to do that. I don't need you to help out. I don't need you to do nothing. I just need
Stay on the fly.
Ma'am, whoever that I'm hiring, I want them to do exactly what I want them to do, and that's what I'm hiring you to do, sir. I don't want you to deviate.
Just
like when Chicago hired Dennis Rodman just to rebound, he went to the rebound.
I'm with you 100%. But that is a perfect world scenario.
The dynamics changed when Harden signed up for that team. He didn't expect for Kyrie to do what he's doing, to hold out and then to be able to play, to not get the COVID shot or to be able to play only part-time. Like Tang say, if they get home position, he won't be there. You know, and you can't depend on Kyrie. So, like I say, the dynamics changed from when Harden first signed up for that team. So, therefore, he say that he can't depend on his guys that he signed up with. You know, so.
The easiest solution is for Kyrie to go ahead get whatever shots he needs so that he can't be there.
Can I say this?
What they needed, Harden told them last year that he was unhappy with the situation before they did what they did this year to Kyrie. He told them that he was unhappy with the situation. They already knew.
I don't think it had nothing to do with Kyrie.
Huh? Huh? I'm not Kyrie, I mean Harden. Yeah. Because
right.
he got tired of him being hurt and everything all the time, mm-hmm. and he had to be the man. And you got to give him credit, Kale. He, even though he didn't want to do it, he stepped up. He didn't shy
mm-hmm.
away from it. He still was scoring 30 points a game.
And that's what I was saying.
He was getting a double double.
He did what was necessary. And that's mm-hmm. and I can't be mad at him. I can only
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with him wanting to, he see an easy route to the championship in Philly. Everybody else been doing it.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
You ain't lying.
Well, you know, it might be easier to get to the finish line by jumping off a bridge. That don't mean I'm doing it. But that's just me.
You got to give a better analogy than that.
Give me a life jacket.
You need something better than that one, Cam.
And then I can't swim.
563-999-3782 And when we come back, y'all, we got to talk about this Alvin Kamara situation and DeShazer Everett, the safety for the Washington football team, when we come right back. This weekend, the last weekend after the Pro Bowl, Alvin Kamara and y'all forgive me, I'm gonna have to lean on my co-host on this one, Tree. Not the Shades of Everett, Alvin Kamara. He's first.
Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He was arrested for assault and bodily harm. My guess is he whooped somebody's chain, beat somebody up at the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Tree, can you help me out on that one?
They said that it was an investigation about before the Pro Bowl that Alan Kamara was. Roger Goodell says police told NFL before Pro Bowl that Alvin Kamara was a suspect in a case, but will wait until after the game for an interview. So they don't.
Oh.
I mean, they still, you know, at that moment they still hadn't known what was going on.
Okay.
So they don't really have a whole lot of updates yet.
Right.
So
they
let them play the Pro Bowl.
It's almost a week later. We still haven't received any other news. So, Nate?
Right.
A man reported being the victim of a battery at a local nightclub.
Right.
He was charged with battery resulting in bodily harm and posted bail on Monday, according to court documents. But since then, they haven't really said anything about it.
Man, you know what? I'm going to just say this. If I was an NFL, NBA player, star athlete, I don't care if I play hockey, whatever. I'm staying out the club, man. It just seems like every incident that goes on is at the nightclub, man. And I'm like, I can understand the feeling of wanting to associate yourself with everyday Joes and everything that superior feeling you get from being around, you know, because I remember when I was on this music thing and you know, when I would come off the stage and you know, walk around people, and don't get me wrong, Monday morning I got up and went to work, just like everybody else. But that feeling that I got when the show was over or my segment was over and I would step down and walk amongst the people, there's a feeling that you get that's just like indescribable, man. And you feel like, yes, I'm that dude. You know what I mean? I have arrived. It ain't worth it. It is not worth it. You know, when you got money like that, you have a career, it's just not worth it, man. And you'll find yourself losing more than you gain. Go ahead, Trish.
Yeah.
I just had to get that out there, man.
No, but they said, okay, they were saying whatever Camaro was reporting that he saw a fight break out and he pushed the dude and they started, you know, the dude pushed him back and they started fighting. But then the guy was saying he was by the elevator. He put his hand up and he was trying to get on the elevator with them. And he pushed them off, saying, no, like, get back. You can't come in here. And he said he pushed them so hard that he stumbled back and fell, you know, and messed his eye up or something. And I don't know. He's trying to get him for battery in that way.
Well,
one of Camaro's assistants, one of his assistants, he said one of his assistants hit him, too. So now they're trying to investigate everything that's going on because they're saying that's not his nature. So they, just because it's not his nature, they're going to do an investigation because they're saying it's not it's not in his nature. Why not just do an investigation just because you want to get the truth?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
let me tell you something about nature.
Can we just get the truth?
Let me tell you something about nature.
What does that mean?
Or is it because you
after a couple of drinks, you don't have no nature. You know what I mean? You buck wild, Joe. You buck wild. You know? So I don't want to hear nothing about, this is not his normal nature. Listen, it reminds me of people and their dogs. They'll say, oh, he won't bite. Excuse me, does your dog have teeth? Okay, well, he bites. He don't bite you or people you know because you've seen him and y'all associate with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to bite you all. That doesn't mean he won't bite me. That doesn't mean he won't bite me. My dog, Trisatelia, she came on my house and my dog got to barking and going off. Trees was like, oh, hell no.
In my car, I went. Never look back. I just started running.
One thing, Tricia, when you are a celebrity, athlete, musician, whatever, and you make your millions of dollars, the best treat is always at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have all those amenities at your house. So there's no reason for you actually to be out there running the street.
They should build a club. You got enough money to build you a club. Invite the people you want to be there.
No.
And there you go.
Club enough like with waiver form at the front door. You got to sign this waiver form before you come in my house and all cell phones.
And leave your phone at the front door.
You making that kind of money, you want to be out there today. VIP is at home, baby. I'm at home.
That's the best place to have it. Like Malcolm X used to say, by any means necessary, there's always somebody out here willing to take your money by any means necessary. And football players, athletes, every time they have a big game, somebody falls for the craziness and somebody wants to attack somebody and lose their money. You know, if you stay at home, you won't have that problem. You know, when Boomer stopped falling, I mean, every day, you gotta fight off 10 or 15 calls on your phone with somebody trying to scam you, and I ain't got nothing, and you got millions. You don't think somebody trying to take your money? Give me a break.
Yeah, you got something along with me now. Remember me from back in the day? I did this for you. Do me a solid, brother. This, that, and the other. Man, come now.
I don't remember you. That's that's my favorite line. I don't remember you, sir or ma'am. I don't remember you.
They coming up out the woodwork, man.
No.
My line is, I'm on a fixed income. I'm on a fixed income.
Oh, man. Yeah,
fixed to me. That's my fixed income. It's fixed to me.
Yeah.
Look, I pull out my AARP card.
Yep.
If you can find a way for me to help you with this, then we all good. Yeah, talk about.
We all good.
My AARP card is for more. Get that.
Let's switch lanes real quick, y'all. The Shazer effort, the safety for the Washington football team, was charged with vehicular manslaughter for the incident that took place in December in which his girlfriend was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My heart goes out to this dude, man, for real.
Yeah.
Man. The young lady and her family as well, you know, it's a tragedy when someone loses their life so sudden and abrupt as this was. And you know, Kale, DMV Kale. Kale's going to family. You know, we send a prayer out to not just the Shazer ever, but this young lady's family as well, because this is a tough pill to swallow, man. It's a tough one to swallow.
Yes, it is. And I'm not a Washington fan, but for anybody, exactly, sis. He wasn't out joyriding. Him and his girl had just bought a new car.
Yeah.
Yep. It was an accident. They had just bought a new car. And Gum Springs Road, which is very windy, and they hit a wet
very
spot.
Windy.
And very windy. And they hit a wet spot.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. So, I mean, you know, and because it is an accident, guess what? It could have happened to any one of us, man.
Yeah.
It could have happened to any one of us. So, you know, to the people that find fault and want to point blame and all of this, you know, hey, it's your decision to do what it is that you feel like you need to do. But I'm just saying, you know, I really feel for this young man. I really feel for this young man. I mean,
he was driving a Nissan, y'all. It wasn't like he was driving a Ferrari and, you know, he was getting it around the corner. He was driving a 2010 Nissan GTR.
Wow. Well, you know, prayers up. I hope that, you know, everything works out for the young man. It is a tough pill to swallow. Come on, Marcus. What's happening, Marcus? Light me up a little bit. Light me up.
What's going on?
What's up, Marcus?
How y'all doing, family?
Man,
what's up, Marcus?
Ain't nothing. Yeah, man, that is a sad situation, man. That's honestly though, that's a fast car. That's one of my dream cars right there. That's
fast.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
When you got a little bankroll,
do not ride with Marcus. Mental note. Do not ride with Marcus.
Oh, that's right.
I ride with you, Marcus.
That GTR handles, man.
Long time girlfriend passed away. I mean, they've been together since high school.
I don't did they have any kids?
I don't think so.
No.
So Mark, you say S joint is fast, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But it handles though, you know what I'm saying? It hugs the road out. And like you said, he probably just hit a wet spot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You know what gets me? Every time they show his picture, they always show him in the orange prison gear, you know?
No.
And I know they got other pictures. Yeah, that's what all day today, that's what they were doing. I know they got other pictures of his brother.
They said because the car was, they said the car was doing 90
in a 45
on that road. And yeah. No, it's a 45. It's a 45 on that road, but and then he was doing 85, 90.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, if that is the case, I'll pray that they're lenient with them on
me
this.
Too. Oh my God!
But
her mom and family speak out. You know,
if we go by standards and what is and is not the law, he broke the law, y'all. He broke the law.
Absolutely.
But I'm praying for mercy. I am praying
for real. With me,
I
wouldn't have to punish me because I'm a lettuce in my head right now any damn way. So, you know, I'm screwed up in it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. You and I both, bro. You and I both.
Especially if I actually I'm responsible for killing my my lady. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, listen. One day me and Reese was playing around roughhousing, and I broke her nail. And I felt terrible about that thing. You hear me? I felt terrible. And she played it, y'all. She played it like, I don't know what, my finger. I'm like, hey, would you give me something to drink? I can't. My finger just hurt so bad. I'm like, Reese, come on, y'all. I'm like, I just don't feel
that
way.
Hurt.
I don't feel...
No, the money that would pay for that finger hurt.
Yes, sir.
Everything getting done over.
And your toes got to get done now because the parts don't
matter. That's the thing right there. Sis just said it. You got to get the toes done, too.
They don't match.
That is my co-host. You hear me? I'm about to run to the top of Coal Hill and scream, that's my co-host. Because she just brought the woman value to this whole thing. That, look, I'm not even thinking about. We just worried about the other nine fingers. She said, nah. You
have
to put the toes in there too, bro.
That ain't right.
Dang.
Yes, you
know. Yeah, you gotta know when your lady asked to get her nails done, she ain't talking about just the hands, bro.
That's
100% true. We trying to get all the nails done that we can find on our bodies, and we have to get our eyebrows out too. So you know,
don't hand her $50.
The other women in the salon going, you just getting your nails done?
How does it work?
Excuse me.
I cannot.
Y'all listen. Y'all getting her ideas, so we gonna move on. We gonna
say, bro.
You got to worry about
most
it.
Most of us.
Most of us on here.
Yeah. But most of us on here cut from the same cloth, so. We already know. If she say, I need my toes done, too, what you going to do? Toes
get
done.
You ain't got no choice.
Toes get
done,
bro.
Yeah, I bet nobody else GoFundMe.
Here come out the pockets.
What you say, man? What
What you say, man?
He said get a GoFundMe page.
Hold on. I left out for a minute. What you say? What's going on?
If you broke my nail, we playing you broke my nail. You know you getting my nails and my toes done, right?
Remember, I'm on the phone, Tay. Remember,
that's
I'm on the phone.
Man. That's understood.
Okay.
Understood.
All right.
It's understood.
Hey, Mr. Kale, can I give an advice to the gentleman? If you ever
if y'all ever in the swimming pool,
and if your girl's in the swimming pool, and she got her hair done, you make sure she put on a bonnet. She might make you pay for that. Her hair get wet. That's an advice. I'm just saying.
You don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it, Mr. Barnes, because I don't do the water in the pools. I don't do that.
Oh.
My girl
ain't going there past her waist. She's not going there past her waist. So,
from the kneecap down, bruh. From the kneecap down. That's it. That's all you're going to get from me. The kneecap down.
That's me.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. My wife can swim, so I used to just leave money for the hair on the dresser. So I was trained early.
I know that's right.
Hey, bro, we go get her hair braided for a swim before we go to the beach, bro. Her hair gets braided.
This is what I talk about with Kale's Corner, man. This is what I talk about with Kale's Corner.
And another thing, man,
what y'all talk about? What y'all gonna be talking about? And I'm like, just tune in, man, because you'll never know. We done gone from Alvin Kamara, DeShazer Everett, toes, nails, and hairdos. For real.
Hey,
wow.
I love it.
Stay tuned. You might learn something.
You ain't lying.
Okay.
That was from the immortal.
Yeah, I can't even learn something before it's done.
Hey, that was from the immortal OG 57.
Sorry.
Okay.
563-999-3782. We come back. Time to talk football around Super Bowl, baby.
Let's do it.
After the bone.
On the day I was born,
I like that shit. Tell me you sing
this song. The dog got around. They gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The headless spoke up to leave this one alone. Tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
That's just what I need to hear.
Bad to the bone. Break a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby.
If I did cut my legs out right now, I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Nope. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up, you don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me.
Why not?
Ain't worth my energy.
What you have to do?
Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me.
Never, ever, ever.
I never, ever, ever go against my kind for some n****s on the other side.
Never, ever, ever.
I never, ever, ever put a f*** for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately, I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete?
Huh?
Don't even gotta be woke. Still gonna be up.
How?
I make a bag in my sleep.
Okay.
Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be.
Work.
Still posted up like I leave.
Now.
Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth. You been, I think.
Hey, if y'all know Kel's Corner, y'all know what that song means. And I just could not go into this Super Bowl week up pick without playing Miss T's song. So, Mima, I got you. Reese, you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, Mima, are you here?
Oh, my bad.
Mima, you with me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, y'all.
Okay.
Hey, Mima.
You want to read your?
Hey, Mima.
You
want
to read your answers, or you want me to, Mima?
I think you have to do it because I'm real busy.
Okay, babe. We know.
Yep. Take care.
Okay.
Mima. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so Marcus, you with us?
I'm here.
My man. Tang.
57.
Tang,
yes,
you with us?
Yes, sir.
57, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lou, you with us?
Yes. Yeah, right.
Okay,
here,
right. Let me see. Judy, you with us? You did you want to be a part of these picks?
Yeah. You talking to me?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to be a part of these picks?
You know I'm part of these picks. You know that. You know. I'm here. Let's ride.
Rod, you part of the picks, Rod?
Yay.
Okay. All right, now. After these picks, I need you guys to get your pen and paper out. For those of you who are not familiar with Lady T's Cash App account, so that you can put your money in on what it is that you've picked. Okay. So, without further ado, Lady T, it's all on you.
All right. So y'all already know we did the examples. We already know. So everything is for both teams. I need everybody to mute their phones. Mute your phone, and then when I call on you, it'll be just me and you talking. So everybody
right.
else mute your phone. First person up
okay.
is going to be 57.
Damn.
So I need everybody else to mute, please. Okay, 57. Who are you going with, Rams or Bengals?
Man. I'm going with the Bengals.
Okay, and the score. What's the score going to be?
26-14.
Total yards for both teams?
325 yards.
For which team?
Oh, I thought you meant both teams together. I'm sorry. No, I give 200 to Cincinnati, 120. No, 225 to Cincinnati, and 100 to the Bengals. I mean to the Rams.
How many first downs, Bengals?
Bengals. I give them 5 first downs.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fine.
I gotta give the Rams, huh?
Yeah, boy, come on, man, with it. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Well, I gotta give the Rams some too.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I give the Rams 8 first downs.
How many sacks? Both teams go with Bengals first.
The Bengals 1 sack.
Come on, Rams.
And the Rams 3.
Everything is going to be both teams, y'all. Everything, every answer, I need two answers for everything I'm asking for. Time of possession. Bengals first.
Bengals 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals 25 minutes. Rams 14. I know that don't add up. I don't know, man.
Okay, you think about it and then we come back.
All right.
Tang, you up. Can you go?
Yes, I can go.
Okay. Rams, Bengals.
I'm going with the Rams.
And the score?
31-24.
All your scores from here on out start with the Rams because that's who you're going with.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? Okay.
Yep.
The score is 31-24. Total yards start with the Rams.
Total yards with the Rams. I'm going to go with 332.
Rams, I mean Bengals.
Hold on.
Stop moving.
Bengals, I'm going to go 291.
I need y'all to be quicker with these answers. Is this an hour show, sir?
Okay.
First down. Come on, sir. First down.
Rams. 13. Bengals. 11. Bengals, 10.
Bengals, 10. Sacks. Rams.
Rams, 4. Bengals, 1.
Time of possession. Rams.
Rams, 20 minutes and 40 seconds, and we'll round it off with the end on that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I do the 20 minutes and 40, we know the rest.
Okay, I'll figure it out. All right, Kim,
okay.
You up.
All right.
Mr. Fusentang.
Yes, ma'am.
Rams, Bill. Bengals.
I'm going Rams, 27,
score.
Bengals, 14.
Total yards, Rams.
Rams, 325, Bengals, 260.
First down.
I'm going Rams, 17, Bengals, 13.
Sacks.
Sacks.
Rams.
I'm going Rams. Rams 4, Bengals 2.
Time of possession.
I got 36 minutes for the Rams, 24 minutes for the Bengals.
Good job. Reese, you up. Rams, Bengals.
Okay. The Bengals, 24, Rams, 21. First downs, 4 and
no,
2.
No, you're going to do the total yards first. Do the total yards first,
okay,
Reese.
Total yards.
328.
Uh-huh. That's the Bengals. 328. The Rams are 262. What's next?
So who you got winning? You said the Rams?
No, the Bengals.
Okay, you got the Bengals. Okay, gotcha.
What's next? Time of possession.
First down.
4. 2. 4 with the Bengals. Yeah.
Okay. How many sacks?
4 Bengals. 2 the Rams.
Time of possession.
328. 262.
Okay. 328. 262. Time of possession, like minutes. How many minutes?
like 22, 23, 24 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just gave him totally y'all.
35 minutes.
Yeah, 35 minutes, okay.
35 minutes, the Bangles, and 25 Rams.
Okay. All right, let's see who else is up. We got Mima is up.
Okay, I'm going to read for Mima.
Okay, thank you. Rams, Bengals.
She's picking the Rams.
What's the score, Kim?
31 Rams, 27 Bengals.
Okay. What's her total yards?
310 Rams, 295 Bengals.
How many first downs?
She has 15 first downs for the Rams, 12 for the Bengals.
How many sacks?
She has 3 sacks for the Rams, 2 sacks for the Bengals.
How many, what's her time of possession?
She has 39 for the Rams, 21
uh-huh.
for the Bengals. 39 for
you
the Rams, 21 for the Bengals.
Okay, 21. Okay. Lou, you up. Rams, Bengals.
Okay, I had to unmute myself.
Rams, Bengals.
Okay, let's go. Rams. Rams.
You said Rams?
I said Rams.
What's the score, Lou?
31-24.
Total yards for the Rams?
Total yards for the Rams, I'll say 270.
Bengals?
240.
First down, Rams.
Now you want first downs for the entire game, correct?
All of this
yeah.
is the entire game.
All right. First downs. 12 for the Rams.
Come on, we got an hour. What'd you say? 12
for the haha. 12 for the Rams, 10 for the Bengals.
Time of possession. Time of possession.
Okay, I'll say 35 minutes for the Rams, 25 minutes for the Bengals.
35 and 25, you said?
Yes.
Okay. How many sacks? I didn't get your sacks.
That's going to be even, 2 each.
Okay. Ron, you ready? You up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Rams, right. Bengals.
I'm picking the Rams.
Okay, what's your score?
21-3.
Total yards, starting with the Rams.
444.
Bengals.
And 272.
Mm.
First downs.
Rams, 15 first downs.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals, 4.
Oh, wow.
How many sacks do you think they're going to get? Rams. Start with the Rams.
Rams getting 9 sacks.
Ooh. How many for the Bengals?
Not a damn thing. Say not 0. They get that.
What's your time of possession?
40 minutes for the Rams, 20 minutes for the Bengals.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Miss Judy, you up? Miss Judy?
Judy, you with us?
Okay, well, I'm going to go, you guys, because mine is not in yet. I am going with the Bengals. That's only because I do not like the Rams. And I am going to go 27-10 total yards. I'm going 300 to
195. First downs, I am going 10 and 10.
You only got an hour.
I know, that's right. And I'm going 2-1. And time of possession, I'm going 39-21. Did I miss anybody? Anybody want to participate that I have not gotten to? Marcus already wrote your name. I got Marcus let me read Marcus. Marcus said Bengals. Bengals over the Rams. He went 35-31. His total yards is 340-370. His first downs is 21-24. His sacks are 2-6. Time of possession is 30-30 and 29-30. Did I miss anybody? Anybody want to participate?
You forgot me.
Come on, Miss Judy. Oh,
you forgot
Am I
Juby.
Saying your name right? Judy or Juby?
Juby. D-O-B-B-I-E. Juby. As in the Juby,
oh,
bro.
Juby.
Because I like
music. Okay. I got you. Juby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We like Juby ourselves.
As in Ray. As in
Ray. Juby.
All right. I'm picking the Bengals over the Rams.
Okay.
I'm going to go, score-wise, I'm going to go, say, 27-17, Bengals.
What's
Rams.
The total
yard? Total yards, 20 yards. I'm going to go,
Bengals.
I'm going to say 325, Rams, 200.
First down with the Bengals.
First down with the Bengals. Oh, that's going to be about, I'll say about, maybe about, I don't know, about.
Come
18.
On,
Miss
Judy, we got to go. 18, come on.
18 first downs, and 10 for the Rams.
How many sacks? Start with the Bengals.
Bengals. It's going to be sack fest all day. So I'm going to go with 10 sacks and for the Bengals and about 5 for the Rams.
Time of possession. Five of the Bengals.
Time of possession. I'm going to give them 3:45 for the Bengals, Rams.
No, time of possession. How long they going to have the ball? Like 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
Oh, okay. I'm going to say 35 minutes for the Bengals and about 20 for the Rams.
Thank you very much. And anybody that's online, you guys, just type it in, then your Cash App, and we'll note it in the records. We'll just note it in the records, okay, you guys?
Give that Cash App
and
again,
that concludes our Lady T's picks. Kale?
Lady T, would you give that Cash App again, please?
Absolutely. The Cash App is $MAMABOSS5, the number 5. So it should read $MAMABOSS5. And if you
Mama
see Tree Talk, that's still me.
You said $MAMA boss?
B-O-S-S, yeah. The number 5.
Now what, okay, so what amount are we putting in this Cash App?
This go-around is going to be $20 for the Super Bowl. They're normally $5 picks. We normally do $5 picks before the Super Bowl. We're going all in, y'all. We're big spenders. We're doing $20 picks.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, my goodness.
So everybody's putting in $20.
Everybody's putting in $20.
Yes. In order to participate,
$20 is the buy-in. $20 is the buy-in.
And it has to be in before the any game starts, before the game kick off, start anything on that day. It cannot be sent in on that day. It has to be sent in before that day.
Okay.
If you send it in on that day, it will be sent back to you. I am so sorry. It will definitely be sent back. I don't play. Y'all better ask somebody. Yes, sir.
Lady T.
I'm just feeling some way about this
Chicago Bulls, San Francisco, and Kaepernick jersey, and all this little paraphernalia.
I can bring you more time. Sorry about the Washington Commanders stuff you got in there. No, I'm good. I just had to let you know I got eyes on you, Clef.
That's what's up.
For all my people that are online and on the phone, you guys, we got two things going on right now. I got my people online. They loving the people that's talking. They love you guys. And they saying thumbs up to everything that you guys are saying. They agreeing with everything that you guys are saying, especially 57. So
wow.
I think you got a family club.
Wow. Oh, Lord. Don't tell them that, please.
Act like you know Chico. I know what Bo don't know.
I think
57's fan club is him. He got fake.
I got five phones, bro. I'm calling in from all of them.
That's what I'm saying.
What did he tell me, Debo?
I know that's right, bro.
What did he tell me, Debo? Eat and talk at the same time. Some mess like that. Yeah, we didn't see that. We didn't see that. Yeah, that bad.
Oh, the hateration is out there.
So everybody is squared away as far as their pick go. Lady T's Cash App, I'm going to try. It's Cash App, $MAMABOSS, right?
Five. Let me explain what it's really saying to y'all. It's saying I'm the mama, I'm a boss, and I have five grandbabies. Okay?
That's
how y'all look at it. And y'all going to always know who it is.
I'm a mama.
Who did this, man? Who did this? I don't know who did this. Oh, she was okay. She was okay. And who did this?
Who did it?
Who did it?
Who did it?
She would have told us who the mama boss is and everything. She ain't playing. She told y'all let her finish.
Birthdays in the building. Yeah, sweet lady Rhonda celebrating right here. Miss Grace Young got a birthday. Sweet Mia got a birthday. Tiffany got a birthday.
especially Miss Keisha for coming out here. Celebrate her birthday. Oh, hey, Jack Rose. Birthday.
All right. Y'all are so crazy. Y'all got me all over the place. I'm checking the phone messages, the studio messages. Girl, they cutting up today, man. You know,
yes.
It's like 57 states. It's that Thursday, Friday show, and everybody hating the fact that we ain't going to communicate during the weekend, so they bringing it on now. I appreciate y'all, man. I really, truly do from the bottom of my mind.
I was in here doing the hee-haw. Well, that go-go music. Y'all got that song.
Say watch y'all. You got to play that J-Rob in the info, big bro. Let him go ahead and ride it out.
I got you. We got a request, so we got to honor that. Yes, I'm back.
Yes.
Say watch y'all.
I'm really looking forward to this Super Bowl. But before I go there, has anyone else heard that Tom Brady is planning on not retiring, that the 49ers plan to sign the right, to take the right of Tom Brady from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for Jimmy Garoppolo? Has anyone else heard? I mean, I asked Streets about this, you know, and I didn't get any answer, so I didn't get the answer I wanted. I'm going to say to scientists, I didn't get the answer I wanted. So I'm asking y'all on the corner because I need an answer to that question. How do you guys feel about that?
What I heard today was Aaron Rodgers is going to San Francisco, and they don't know where Garoppolo is going. That Aaron Rodgers most likely will go to San Francisco, and Tom Brady might come back, but I didn't hear anything about him going to San Francisco.
Tom Brady, that's all smoke.
Yes, I did. They said that today on ESPN.
Brother
Tom, sit on down and check. Why you can still walk and still think and move around. You need to sit it on there.
Oh, man.
He's just stirring the pot, man. My man is going to be a commentator, and he's just staying relevant. It's all about relevance at this time.
I say Tom Brady is missing this time of year. Normally, we'll hear his name close to 2-3 million times this time of year, and we're not hearing his name.
I think
Tom is trying to pitch his name out there just so it'll be said in the media, you know? The man said that he's retiring because it's time for him to give to the people who have sacrificed for him all these years. Nothing has changed. That has not changed. Your family still sacrificed for you for all these years. Now, the question I ask, did you go home and your family is like, what the hell are you doing here? You know?
What family is doing? You got money?
Huh?
He got money.
Say what, please?
He's not married, is he? He's got a girlfriend.
He's a dog.
Tom
Brady was married twice. First to Bridget Moynihan of Blue Bloods, and now he's married to Giselle Bundchen, the supermodel.
I didn't think they got married. Did they get married?
Count.
Did he marry? I didn't think he married Bridget. He married Bridget?
Yeah, he
no,
was.
I, think just, I know they got a child yeah, together, but I didn't know they had been married.
Yeah, they were married, but they got divorced.
Oh, okay.
But they,
okay, no bad. No, my bad. I know they had a child together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first marriage didn't count.
Okay.
My
thing is, Tom, look, man. We know that you want and miss your name being said on SportsCenter and ESPN and First Take and all that. You know, I can understand you missing that. You know, I really can because that has been a part of your life for the last 15, you know, years or so. So I can understand you, you know, wanting that. But, dude, it's time to give these young guys a chance, man.
I
it's
mean,
time,
yeah,
it's time.
Good Lord.
It's, you know, it,
I think
you're
going
to
fool us.
These young girls.
You think,
well,
I think
you're
going to fool us.
I'm
and
glad
ride on off and become a model with his wife and everything and do commercials like Shaq and just continue to make all kinds of money. I don't think he's coming back to football.
I beg to differ. Tom Brady's dream was to play for the 49ers, but unfortunately, you know, the Patriots picked him 22 years ago. He already did his thing. He let people know. He proved to people he could go down to another team and win the Super Bowl. What a better time to say, you know what, I could play for my dream team. And you know, mm-hmm. I could show Joe
and
Montana.
And play around. You see, it's like just come down and play around, like, you know, like it's just
yeah,
something to do.
Exactly.
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? You sound like one of them fans that won't let the dream go. Let it go, bro. Let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's not my dream. That's Tom Brady's dream. 22 years,
okay.
I mean, before.
Okay.
That's his dream.
Okay. But all I'm saying is this, 49ers run a West Coast offense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A West Coast
offense
takes a mobile quarterback. It takes a mobile quarterback. Tom Brady is not mobile at all.
Mm-mm.
That's that past him. He wasn't even mobile when he was young. We remember at the combine, we remember Tom Brady trying to run at the combine. You know what I mean? So it's not like he's found the hot tub of youth and he's dipping and sleeping in there every night and he's found a way to Benjamin Button his body. No, listen, Tom, you are done, man. You're done. Thank you for all you gave us, and we're not asking for any more. And I think I speak loudly, and my co-host is a San Francisco fan, diehard. And I think I can speak loudly for her. They don't want that there.
Right.
They don't want that there. They don't need Tom Brady to come to them, and they don't want that Tom Brady to come to them. I think that they're well off with Love and teaching this young man their offense and what they want him to do.
Now, if he would have came when he left New England,
that'd have been a different story. I get it.
Yeah, I can see that.
I take you. Come on, let's go. Let's do it. But
yeah,
you have
I
you way past half a hundred.
So I'm
a pass.
I agree with you, sis, and plus, I can't put my hand in another man's pocket, but if you're on top right now, why don't you just go on out, man, and do some other things, man? Enjoy your life, your money. Your wife
got
plenty
of
money.
He got so much stuff to do. He got big money. He got big
money.
He got only a line of clothes. He got toys for the kids, books and stuff. Like, he got a lot of stuff he's doing. He got charity that he do, his foundation, him, his wife. Like, they got a
and
lot of
got credit.
That
he got to look for TV.
Isn't he trying to build up a production, a movie production company, or something like that?
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I was about to say probably.
It would not surprise me. These guys retire and they miss being in the spotlight. They miss hearing their name on TV. And you know, imagine with me for 1 minute, y'all. You wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. You wander to your refrigerator, and your radio is on, and you hear your name on the sports channel. 3 o'clock in the morning. You sit down for breakfast. You sit down for breakfast and turn your TV on. You hear your name on television, 4:35 in the morning. You miss that when you don't have that anymore. And I think that that's all that's going on with Tom Brady. I, for one, would like I said, thank you for what you've given us already. We don't need any more. Go ahead and retire, man.
Exactly.
Go ahead and retire, please.
That's why I love Montana.
Thank you for your services, sir. Thank you.
Yes,
you can go. You can leave now. You've accomplished everything. I mean, everything in football that you can accomplish, he has accomplished it and more. So I don't know.
Okay.
There's nothing else that he can do.
Yep. I mean, the way they play football now, they'll never break your record. So you might as well just go and let it go.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let it go.
Yeah.
L-I-G
L-I-G dog. Please. I mean, you're, and at this point, your records and everything are going to be at jeopardy if you come back as old as you are and think that you're going to be able to do the things that you've been able to do. No.
Mm-hmm.
That you need to do it. Yeah, no. He shouldn't be doing that. You should just leave it alone.
Yeah.
People want to be doing it.
Tom not playing for money. He's playing for immortality. He wants to be the logo. I just
not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's why you want to play for San Francisco.
Look, man.
I'm saying.
I cried when Muhammad Ali and Sugar Ray Leonard got beat. And I was like, why didn't y'all leave when you was on top? You had it all. They can't walk away for some reason.
Yeah.
That spotlight, man.
That spotlight. Yeah, exactly. That spotlight
it's
is a mud.
Addiction, it's an addiction, bro.
But the spotlight don't ever be on you, though. The spotlight, look, you can stay away for like a week. Any outing you do, you come to the arena, they're not even talking about the football no more. They're talking about, look at Tom Brady. Look at him.
Mm-hmm.
What he got on. He aged the bit. He did this. He did that. They just forgot about we playing a game over here, a nationally televised game over here. They just forgot about that.
Actually,
we're going to always be in the limelight regardless of where he go from here on out until he passed away. He like a Kobe.
Yeah, I mean,
he Kobe.
Yeah. That spotlight is a mud. All the tension, all the hype, getting nervous, your hands all sweaty.
I
would tell you what, the last game, his lip all bleeding and everything. I would tell you, when I used to fight when I was a kid, when I tasted my own blood, fight was over with, man. You won. I'm done. I'm going home.
No, not for me. I need some blood.
Nah,
I want no fighter. I want no fighter. Mm-hmm.
Pop sits us back out there.
The Betty Anderson said
he did
cheat, though. Don't forget he did cheat the flake gate.
Yes, that's
yes.
What I called him.
Online said it.
Can I ask you a question? What's worse? Because you brought up the deflate gate. I'm glad you brought that up. What is worse? Him, you know, being suspended for four games for that, or Tom Brady going 18-1?
What do you mean?
Okay, remember, he made the playoffs, made a championship against Denver, you know, with that deflate game, because he missed four games. He's suspended for four games. Made the playoffs, mm-hmm. but he didn't go to the Super Bowl. But remember, previous 2007, you know, they had almost had a perfect season until they lost against the Giants. That's mm-hmm. what I mean. I'm saying, which is worse?
Deflate game.
Deflate game will always be worse for me.
You cheated the sport that you so-called love, and not just the sport, but the fans. You know, you cheated them, dog. Yeah, that's worse. That's way worse. That is way worse.
Yeah.
Now, if we found out that they were still doing Spygate during that 18-1 season, then that would be another bad mark on him. But we don't know that, and we probably never will. But we do know, Deflategate, you were a part of that. We do know that. So it have to be Deflategate. Have to. You know, it don't make no sense.
They got a whole lot of stuff, though. Do any of y'all remember the year that Miami Dolphins said every time they snapped the ball, it felt like the Patriots knew exactly what play they were running.
And about six games,
you remember? Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Later, they got caught with the camera thing.
Was it Miami or the Jets?
It might have been the Jets. But they said they couldn't run a play. They were calling their plays out from the sideline.
Yeah.
All I'm gonna say, a lot of teams took to that when it came to the Patriots because they couldn't beat them because the Patriots were just a better team, and you had a lot of players who felt in their heart of hearts they must be cheating, something must be wrong because
they were cheating.
How can they?
They had the camera thing. They was cam. They was filming people's practices. They were cheating. They got caught.
They got caught with the camera.
Yep, they got caught with the camera.
Well, what about after the camera, they didn't shy away from it.
They didn't say yay or nay.
What about after the cameras? The teams that was complaining still weren't beating the Patriots. So what about that?
Well, that's true.
It don't mean nothing, but it's still bad that they cheated. It don't mean nothing, but the team still cheated. As far as that goes, they were still beating everybody after the Deflategate. It really didn't make a difference. What they did after that, because they already knew what they was going to do, so they was going to punish anybody anyway.
Yeah,
can I be honest?
Exactly.
Ain't no telling how many teams that they already had got that from, you know, got plays from and knew what they was going to do. That's why they were still punishing them, because they already knew.
Brother, I'm going to be honest to y'all. It all started for real from that Raiders and New England Patriots game, that fumble, that's where it all started for real. That was a fumble, the tuck game.
Yeah, that was a fumble. The tuck game. Yeah, it was.
Shout out to my man his Raiders. And to this day, I thought that was a fumble. I was living in Worcester, Massachusetts, and them people out there just went bananas because it was like they hop beat them fast, and when the referee gave them the ball, it was like, okay, we about to take this game. I was like, man, y'all got lucky.
That was the Raiders got robbed, but we all know that no NFL referee liked Al Davis. They could not stand Al Davis. So a lot of people say that because of the hatred for Al Davis, the referees gave New England that ball when they knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that that was a fumble. And I say that to this day. That was a fumble. That was a fumble. I watched the other day Charles Woodson and Tom Brady were breaking it down, and as they showed the play, you could see Brady clearly trying to bring the ball down and grab it with the other hand, and the ball was knocked out of his hand. That was a fumble in every definition of the word. Okay,
right.
The
Raiders just got their comeuppance. That's all. That's
no
all.
Doubt, no doubt.
They've been cheating. They've been cheating for years.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, y'all. We've reached that time of the show.
Hey, yeah. I got some more to say.
Hey, shut up. Come on, Lady T. Come on, Lady T.
Well, y'all know this was so much fun. Thank you for all the new people, the online people. We appreciate you guys so very much. Thank you for sharing the video and liking the video. We really appreciate that. Carol and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Carol's Corner. That's first and foremost. We want to always thank you guys, and we want to always love on you guys. Carol and Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Watch how much on Tuesday. We're going to love on y'all so much. Y'all ain't going to be the breeze. Okay, but anyway, Carol and Ms. T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Carol's Corner on Instagram at Carol's Corner and Facebook at Carol's Corner. And you guys can also follow us on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. That's the quickest way to get, you know, to where I need y'all to be. So, and one last shout out. I got a shout out to my baby girl. Her birthday is tomorrow. She will be 4 years old. Happy birthday, Kaylee. Grandma, love you. And I know Papa love you too, Tane. Papa love you too. So we all love you here at Kale's Corner, and we all love you guys that support us. So we'll see y'all right back here. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see y'all here on Tuesday at 5 p.m. sharp.
Hey, I gotta start. I gotta start with a happy birthday to the princess. So good, so good. 4 years old. That's a great age. That's a great age. And I know Pop Pop and Mama are gonna take care of you, baby. I want to thank everyone, man. Everyone. You guys, like Tree say, the new people online, the new people on air. We really appreciate y'all, man. And we absolutely hate. When 7 o'clock comes, because it always feels like it just sneaks up on us, because we're always having a good conversation and a good time. So all we're going to ask you to do is enjoy the Super Bowl. Good luck to everyone with their picks and your pronunciations and your set lines. Hopefully you guys do good. If not, it'll be DMV Kale winning again. So I'd like to thank you all early for your participation. Yeah, that's right. All right, y'all. Have a great, great, great Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And we'll see you right back here on Kale's Corner this coming Tuesday.
Oh,
y'all.